you're living in a resort every day and head to mandalayliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.
Hughesy Tuesday.
Welcome.
We must establish it is Thursday, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a very good point.
For all the people freaking out right now, thinking.
Such a good point.
The longest week of the year.
You know what? Because Hughesy's here, I just thought it was Tuesday and just played
He's got a bit on. He's got his new show. His co-host has split with her husband, apparently. I heard that yesterday. You've got a bit on.
What?
Yeah, no, we have established she split with her husband
18 years ago.
18 years ago, so it was just the headline yesterday. But you know, I mean, as long as finger on the pulse, Who Weekly.
I listened to that, Hughesy. It was very good. I was pissing myself laughing.
Good on you, mate. And I'm enjoying your work in the morning, the three of you. And I must say, I am particularly enjoying Fev's stripping work. And Evie, I don't know, do you get paid to be in there, Evie? Because all you're getting for free is just. Is that in your contract that you needed some hot man to take his clothes off every morning? Was that part of your contract?
No, I get danger money, though. I get a little extra.
You've enjoyed it. You've enjoyed it, though, Hughesy. You've really got around
for it. Yeah, I got around. On his own. I haven't seen the strip off with a professional, but Fev on his own is enough for me. And just the way he moves. I mean, he's got the moves.
Oh, thank you, David. It's all...
Especially when you turned around and you were shaking your tail feather and I just, you know... I mean, I thought the video cut out too early and I thought Byron was a party pooper and was like trying to shut things down.
Yeah. Well, just taste and decency.
He's just trying to help. I love it that we're all lovey-dovey at the moment and you're pumping me up, so I feel awful about what we're about to do, but...
Well, maybe don't do it. You don't have to do things. You can change midstream, you know? I've seen the way you move, mate. You can jump from one lane to another.
Without... I do have a lot of strings to the bow, Hughesy. But yesterday, something came to our attention, and this happened on our show. Just have a listen.
Well, it was one of the great whodunits around the office, Hughesy.
And bit of CSI style.
Fev did sort of jump to a conclusion pretty quickly. Let's have a listen.
A beloved member of our team has been stolen.
Oh, it's
our branded
gone.
Fifi, Fev and Byron little mini basketball hoop. It's been stolen.
Unbelievable.
Taken. I blame Hughesy.
really? There, you solved the crime?
Well, that was quick. You're really quick to me. I mean, you know. I mean, what about me screams Winona Ryder, who I believe was a... She's, I mean, that's a pop culture reference from someone who did get caught shoplifting many years ago. So
the kids won't get that.
No, they won't get it. They can Google it, Evie.
They can learn something.
The reason I come to this conclusion, David, is I went back over video. Because there's a lot of cameras pointed at this studio.
Yeah, disturbing. And we've got to remember that at all times, guys. Whatever we do in there can end up in a court of law, you know, with evidence, video evidence. So you cannot do things that you couldn't do in a court of law.
Interesting.
My inner Horatio came in for CSI, and I went back over the tapes. And when I think Keegs was in here and Basketball Ring was still here, Leon, our producer, came in to do some stuff with Fifi at 12 o'clock. It was still here. And then, at about 2:20, you and Denise Scott were in here, ring gone.
All right.
Well, the cameras were turned off as well, which was bizarre.
Yeah, and then now the cameras are being turned off, so it was either you or Denise, and I don't think Denise would do it because she's just, you know, filling in for you.
Yeah, I know, but she's not on the money I'm on, so she needs extra. But also, what you said there... No, I love Denise, and she's doing a great job. You know.
She's a bit hard up, is she?
She's on a day rate, mate. She's on a day rate, and that's fair enough. You know?
That is a plastic basketball hoop. You could get at least $5 or $10 for that.
But you know what? Well, you know what there, which is, if we were in a court of law right now, I would shoot you down straight away from what something you just said then, Fev. You said, at 2:20, me and Denise were in the studio. Well, our show starts at 4:30, and at 2:20, I'm not even in South Melbourne, to be honest. So there's no way.
You know what it's called? A pre-record.
A pre-record. Not at 2:20, mate.
It was at 4:20.
No,
4:20. I don't know. It was 3:20.
It was actually 3:20.
Was someone in there acting as a
judge?
This should be thrown out of court.
Order!
Order!
A absolutely thrown out of court.
Hughesy's going to hang around with us. This is The Fox. It's 13 minutes past 7. Everyone's talking about The Masked Singer, and Hughesy got himself... Well, he's in the middle of an international incident. I mean, it's happening both home and abroad for you, Hughesy.
This is proper. This was terrible. It was not my fault. All right.
We'll get to it. It involves a big American television show and Lindsay Lohan. It's coming up on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Great to have Hughesy in. He'll be driving you home again, the Savo, from 4:30 right here on The Fox. Fifi, Fev and Byron with Evie Jones. It's an international incident, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Fev, I mean, and Evie, everyone's talking about Dave Hughes because he's working on this new show, The Masked Singer. Can you tell us a bit about The Masked Singer, Hughesy, for those unfamiliar?
Yeah, well, we've got 10 celebrities. They're in these elaborate costumes, which are created by the guy who did Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. So they just look stunning. We don't know who they are. We've got to try to guess who they are. And yeah, we're sitting on a panel with me, Lindsay Lohan, Danny Minogue and Jackie O. We're sitting there just trying to work this stuff out. Not easy, guys. Really not easy.
And you'll become real good mates with Lindsay, haven't you?
Look, I haven't made her Instagram yet, but I'm hoping to.
You will.
Traction.
I'm getting photos on the desk. She's getting photos. We're all getting photos. Not mine. I haven't got her Instagram. But Danny and her are BFFs. Yeah, that was on her Instagram yesterday. Yep.
Yeah,
so people are trying
BFF.
To. People are sending that to me, Evie, trying to rile me up.
I
actually sit between the two of them. I've got Danny on one side and Lynn's on the other. So I am the meat in that sandwich.
Yeah.
Before the photo, the meat was taken out and it was just the bread. So. Fair enough.
You've made international news headlines, David.
You got to be careful, and even what I've just said then could be taken in out of context. Because on the opening, when we met, I said, and Fev, I mean, I don't know, you know, I mean, people have ciggy breaks, they do, and I've got no problem with that. And at one time, a ciggy break was happening, and we just continued the workshop. And that's all I said,
right?
And that got written up, and it went around the world like I've got a problem with Lindsay, which I don't.
Right.
Yes.
So was a suggestion she's taking too many ciggy breaks? Or?
I didn't suggest that. That was one ciggy break. We're on the 35th floor, and you had to go downstairs to get the cigarette. You know, you couldn't smoke out the window. Okay. The windows didn't open, so
all right.
There was no problem. I had no problem with it.
I was outside.
No, I don't know if there's a rooftop on the Four Seasons. I was outside.
Now you've given away where she's staying.
Wow. No, she's not staying there. She's not staying there.
Well,
I wouldn't have said that if she was staying there.
You just said you've got to be careful.
Oh, you do.
Four Seasons, everyone.
She's not staying there.
Okay.
She's not.
All right, fine. This was the audio from the Wendy Williams show, very popular daytime TV show, because obviously word got around. And then Wendy Williams, Hughesy's made a cameo on this American TV show.
First of all, I don't know the other judges. You know, it's over in Australia. I'm not familiar with Australian stars. I mean, I know. Oh, Callie. This is Kylie Minogue's sister. I don't know him. Who?
No clue.
Okay. you know what? He's the comedian David Hughes. Okay. Don't know him.
Wow.
She went out of her way to not know me.
Yeah, she really
you know
did.
What? Wendy Williams, how about you do some research? Because that would have been on the rundown.
Yes.
And she could have Googled me, couldn't she? She could have gone, who's this? I'll Google this guy, watch him on, you know.
He's really rich.
Yes, she could have watched me purchase the blockhouse. She could have watched many things. And she could have come to her TV show informed. And informed the American nation, not kept them in the dark.
Having a crack at her.
Yeah. I didn't know. You know what, Byron? I did not know her before that came to life.
To back you up, Hughesy, I was going to go, who the hell is Wendy Williams?
Who's Wendy Williams? Some Alan wannabe. I don't know her.
Yes.
Oh, no.
She's an Oprah wannabe.
Okay, you better get out of here. Hughesy, quick, for your own benefit, you need to go.
It's all good. And Lindsay Lohan's an absolute delight. I'm going to put that out there. That will not make a headline. I bloody should.
We'll keep our eye out for The Masked Singer. It is coming to a TV near you soon, as is Hughesy DeSavo for the drive home on The Fox. See you, Hughesy.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
We have Matt Agnew, The Bachelor, in the house.
Woo-hoo! Good morning.
How are you feeling after last night? Was it the first time you watched it?
It was the first time I watched it.
Awkward?
It was weird. Yeah. It was really weird.
So awkward.
It's
going to get more awkward.
I know. It's not even into the juicy bits yet.
Yes. Not even.
No. I mean, I'm happy. I've heard, really lovely comments from my friends and family.
What does your mum think?
I called her. She called me. She's in Perth, so I waited till it was, you know, finished airing over there, and she gave me a buzz. And her and Dad were really happy. They said it was
Dad's
very
pumped.
Look at me, son.
Yeah, he's proud. Well.
Yeah, they said that the whole time watching, they were very happy. It was very clearly me. They never felt as though they weren't watching me. So.
Oh, well, that's good. When you're standing there and all the girls come in, that's obviously the introductions. What's that like? Like I stand there and think, oh, this would be awesome. You've got like 20 girls coming up and they all want to, you know, marry you in the end. But inside, how does that feel? It'd be an amazing feeling, wouldn't it?
No. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it is. It is. And when you kind of just describe it like that, oh, you're just standing there meeting 20 amazing women who just, want to really get to know you.
Yeah.
It does sound great, but it's nerve-wracking. Yeah. I was absolutely packing it. And, my heart's thumping, the adrenaline's pumping, but because of how fun a lot of the meetings were, the things that they had organised, those nerves kind of melt away pretty quickly, and it's just a really enjoyable evening.
Felt like me back at Rosie's in 1999.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's not quite right. Was that the nightclub that has a revolving dance floor?
No, that's 21st century.
Just quickly, guys, we've got some audio from last night, and I know that for those who have a sweep, and that's quite popular, you have your bachelor sweeps.
Yeah.
I reckon if you've got Rachel, the slightly crazy one that arrived in the wedding dress, I reckon you're not winning, surely.
No.
Let's play a bit of her action. She's turned up in a wedding dress.
Is that a bride?
No one's ever done anything like this before, so I'm sure a lot of the other girls would be jealous.
She looks insane.
Yeah, so there could be wedding girls. Yeah, so, and I was like to him, excuse me, I'm your future bride. When I saw him from a distance, I was like, oh, this guy's not hot.
Ooh, and then that at the end.
Yeah.
So can we just put a line, I know you're not meant to give it anyway, but can we just put a line through her? She's done.
Yeah, she's done.
Oh, mate, you'll have to wait and see.
We will, but we pretty much can predict she gone.
She's gone.
She clinger. She gone. You don't rock up in a wedding dress because that's the finale. We want to see her in the wedding dress. You don't want to see her at the start.
No, and you don't want to see someone say he's not very good looking.
I know, gee, that was a barb, wasn't it?
Awful.
It was awful.
Pop that, yeah.
That's just being bitchy. That's unnecessary.
I was having a great time watching it, and that one just, crossed the chops.
Oh. I know you won't be able to give this away, but out of all the girls, when you're standing there, who actually, when you get the butterflies in your stomach, which girl did you get butterflies with?
Fair.
Yeah, you can, but that's
honestly expect a response to that one.
Well, I didn't know you were English. What happened there?
When you're nervous, do you change accent?
Do you change your accent?
No, it kind of goes all over the place.
What happened there? You're blushing.
Can I
I've
tell
got,
you?
I've got a mongrel accent. I've got the SA accent. My granddad was a Brummie. I couldn't speak very well as a child, and I had a speech therapist who was Zimbabwean, so I've just got a hodgepodge accent.
Yeah, you do.
That was amazing.
That's
you can't
awesome.
Speak French either, I saw that. Didn't you ask someone if you wanted their cream?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
So I learned that when ordering hot chocolates, but saying it to a woman is really not the right thing to do.
Then I saw it last night, you ended up proposing to one girl in Persian without knowing it.
Yeah, I mean,
that was a trick.
Got married twice on the first
That's
night.
Okay, wow. I've got a couple of front runners. Helena, which we just spoke about then. That you would have got butterflies there.
I'm not giving you nothing.
I got butterflies and I wasn't even standing there. I reckon she's the final three.
Yeah, I do. Welcome as well.
Oh, come on, give a little bit of something.
And I think Ellie, she got the golden ticket last night. So she's obviously right up there. She's actually my sweep. That's my name.
Oh, right.
Sweet.
Okay.
So I'm really hoping.
You're invested.
But I don't think she's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, listen. I mean, I've got the audio of Ellie, and people can judge, and you can hear yourself back.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
I think there's definitely something there with Ellie.
Nah, too early.
Too early.
She was campfire girl, wasn't she? Farm girl, campfire.
No. Correct, yeah.
Now she's Willy Wonka.
Here we go.
The golden ticket.
Here we go.
Ellie, when you stepped out of that limo tonight, you took my breath away. You give me butterflies, but at the same time, you make me feel very, very relaxed. It feels like we've known each other for a long time. I'm really enjoying getting to know you, and I want that to continue because I think there could be something really special here. So, Ellie, it'd be my pleasure if you would accept this golden ticket.
I've got the
They're
golden
hard to
tick.
Find. They're hard to find, the golden tickets.
They are. I think there's only five of them, wasn't there?
Yeah,
five, six.
There's only five in the movie.
The only bachelor and Bachelorette show that I've ever watched where we all knew who the winner was Sam Frost's season. We knew Sasha. Was right. that his name? Sasha? Whatever.
You're the one that does Gogglebox.
Because she couldn't talk every time he was there.
Right.
I think that going this early saying, I feel like I've known you for a long time. No. 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 No.
That's all. That's just producers in your
ear. I'm going to lose money.
Did you find love? Because the last couple of Bachelors have fallen in a heap because no one's found love. I think you can say you found love. Can you say that?
I can say that, yeah. I found love.
You found love.
So with someone from the show, just critical point.
With someone from the show, which is amazing, so that we can all look forward to that now.
Here we
go. Mr. Perfect. Mr. I'm smart, speak 15 different languages. I go to LA, I get taught speech pathology from someone from Zimbabwe. You got to have some skeletons. You can't be this perfect. You got to have skeletons. I don't know where, back in the high school days, uni days out at Swinburne, because what happens is the new idea, the woman's day, they're going to dig this crap up.
Yeah.
This is your chance. This is your platform to tell me.
Thanks.
And no one really listens. Don't worry. It's just us three. We're all mates.
Yeah.
What skeletons do you have?
Just the three of us and all the listeners.
Yeah.
Mate, I don't know. I genuinely racked my brain because you're right. If you know, getting ahead of that
it's
is something that
up,
I want to do. Off the top of my head, I can't think of anything, and I've been racking my brains a long time to stay ahead of that.
Did you play footy as a kid?
Have
you been on footy trips?
No.
Uni trips?
You've got nothing. You've got no skills. Well,
he's got to have something.
Well, you're going to get something from O Week, are you?
mate, they will bring it up. Don't worry. Daily Mail will write something.
All right.
This
we'll
is
leave
your chance
alone.
To get in front of it.
Thank you. We'll wrap things up right now with Matt Agnew, who has no skeletons in the closet.
At least
he's not admitting it.
He completely does.
And anyway. Matt, if it doesn't work out with the current one that you have chosen, I've got a friend called Angie, and she's.
Oh, you two have met.
Thank you, Evie.
Plot twist, like nothing else.
Well, there was a lot of connection when you guys met, wasn't there?
We got along well, and I had some pearls of wisdom to pass along for the adventure she was going
She's
on.
She's the upcoming Bachelorette.
Yeah, 2020. Bachelorette meets Bachelor.
Imagine that.
Imagine
anyway,
the plot twist.
Tonight, 7:30 on 10, and we are told unexpected arrivals tonight.
Yes.
We're allowed to say that. We've been told we can say that. So make sure you're watching Channel 10, The Bachelor, 7:30 for unexpected and you not expected by you either, I would imagine, at the time.
Oh, just, wait and see.
Are you going to have a bucks party?
Hey?
Are you having a bucks?
Well, he's got to get married.
Well, are you engaged?
I can't reveal anything.
You just said you found love.
Okay, we'll take a break.
There's two questions there.
101.9 The Fox. You know, I got a phone call yesterday. I was lying on the lounge, like doing heaps of things. And I get a phone call from my real estate. And I know it's my real estate because it comes up with the real estate number.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, how you going? You know, because I've had a few things that I've needed fixed around the place. And he's like, yo, I made sure that stuff gets fixed. I was like, yeah, that's really great. Thank you. And he goes, but I'm calling you about something else. And I went, what? And he said, we've had a complaint and it's been anonymous about your dog barking at 6 o'clock in the morning. I went, well, I'm at work at that time. And he goes, I know because you're on the radio. And that's what I thought. I said to him, like, you're on the radio.
Big fan.
And I said, I will do, you know what. He said, we have to let you know legally or whatever.
Yep.
And I said, well, I'll just get her a really, really annoying zapping thing on her and, you know. He goes, oh, no, don't do that. And I said, well, you know what we got to do? We got to flog her. What I'm going to do.
He was joking. Just want to make that clear to everyone.
I was joking. I said, right, there's the glue factory for you.
Okay.
So do you know what I did this morning when I left? I turned on the Fox.
So the dog can hear you.
And I turned it up really loud. So now, Sissy, stop barking. Sissy, stop it. Stop it. She can hear me. 101.9
The Fox. A couple of things have happened to me, Evie, over the past 2 weeks, which I'm a little bit shocked about. And it's blown me away a little bit. It first happened about a week and a half ago out front of my house.
What happened?
I've moved my car out of the driveway and I've parked it inside the house because we had to take Tobes out because we've got a seven seat with a baby seat. I haven't got a baby seat in my car. Alex got the baby seat.
So you parked the car inside the house?
Outside the house, directly out front of our house.
On the street.
Just a street. A normal park.
Standard.
It's like a 4-hour car park or something. It's a public car park. Yeah. Anyone can park
Anyone's
there.
Allowed to park
there. Anyone can park there, but it's out front of my house, so I'm pretty sure I can park there. So I got a note put in my windscreen wiper saying, can you please not park your car here? You have a driveway. I was like, what?
What?
Anyway, I just didn't think much of it. And I'm like, okay, no worries. Someone's just got their bee in the bonnet. And then it happened again the other day. I was at Alex's work and she, there's a lot of car parks out front of her work. And literally I parked my car in a car park. There was probably 20 other car parks next to it, side by side. Parked the car in, gone in, done a few things, come back out, and then I got another note.
What?
On my car saying, please do not park your car here. These three parks are private parking spaces. Thank you. And I looked around at all the other car parks, and there was no cars in there. And I'm like,
what does it matter?
There was no, it doesn't matter. That's exactly right. What's it matter? And if it had private car park on it, you don't park in there.
It did not have any signage.
No signage.
Because you wouldn't have parked there. There was so many other... Would you have parked there?
Nah, not if there was other car parks.
Yeah, if there was other car parks and you saw a sign that said private car park, you wouldn't push your luck.
But the notes, it's a nice little note. It's in a. It's like a pad. They've got it in their car and it's pretty nice riding. So
I don't think it's in their car. I think it's one of the other businesses. And if you just go and visit all the businesses next to Alex's businesses,
no, but
you'll be able to see that.
This is at a warehouse, like our office. So it's like they're all like closed, like the warehouses. So there's actually
no fronts.
There was literally no cars there, and I'm like,
this is weird.
And then it got me a little bit upset because I'm like, does this happen? Does people leave notes on cars? This is unbelievable.
You'd file it under passive aggressive notes, and they're not just left in cars. Yes. They're left everywhere.
Well, yeah, and like just keyboard warriors these days. They just like
notepad warriors.
Yeah, yes, we're talking about specifically notepads.
Notepads. Yes, yes. People leave. Well, I got. I don't even know what mine was. Whether it was a complaint by a note or a phone call to the real estate about my dog barking, but it could have been on a nice, really quite nice
just penmanship. The one outside my house, I'm just like, what is this person thinking to, okay, I'm pretty busy, I've got to catch a train, I've got to do this, I've got to go to work, I might just take 5 minutes to write a note and put it on this person's car because he's parked out front of his house and not in his driveway.
Okay.
I've had enough.
That's a lot of time.
I want it to stop.
It's extraordinary.
Passive aggressive.
Well, people love a note. And we see it here. Our office manager does a wonderful job. She's possibly been known or he. Let's not. Mm-hmm. But to leave little notes on the fridge reminding us to remove our old food, you know, you will get those sorts of passive aggressive.
You go into the fridge and it's like, do not touch. This is mine. That makes me want to touch it.
It's true.
Well, you just touch it. You don't eat it. You just touch it.
I've got one, guys. I've got one. If I could write a note, I would. But, you know, let's not get petty. But if I could write a note, and if you don't mind, I might use the airwaves now. That's
use
all right.
It. Yeah, you know, you...
I'd write a note, but I can't spell by it. I'm stuffed.
It's come to my attention that a former Fox FM newsreader who still works here in a journalistic capacity is using the sandwich press to cook salmon in it.
What?
Now, Can I name?
It's a sandwich.
I'm going to take a guess.
It's a sandwich press. It's not called a fish press. It's disgusting. Stop doing it.
Is that Nikki Markovic?
Oh, don't mention her name.
I was just guessing.
Anyway, call us right now.
No, hang on. Does she put just
She's
salmon.
Just cooking fish in it.
There's no bread on
no.
either side. That's a sandwich
press.
Which
is cutting out the carbs, which is a great thing. I mean, I agree with that. But
why don't you write a note?
131060. Call us and use the airwaves to say what you would have written. Maybe you've got an issue with someone in your house right now or in the office.
Yeah, you know, you don't need to write a note. Call us. We'll be your note.
Genius. All right, let's do that. 131060. Well, you should write a note back to these people writing notes on your car, Fev.
Well, I don't know who's written it.
131060 is the number.
1019. The Fox. The Fox.
Fev, you've received not one, but two passive-aggressive notes.
Yeah, I have. Been left on a window, underneath a window wiper, on the windscreen, parked out front of my house, and they said, can you please not park in the street? You have a driveway.
Oh.
Sorry, what? didn't know this was reserved for anyone else. And it's directly out front of my house. It was very annoying. And then I didn't think too much of it. And then the other day, I got another one out front of Alex's work saying, this is private parking. Can you please not park here? There was 15 other car parks, had no private parking up there, but someone's had the time to write down that and put it on, and like, just go away.
Yeah.
Stop, worry about Get things that need to worry about. Anyway, really, really got me.
People love a note. Maybe we can save paper, guys, by saying, hey, why don't you just say what you would have written and use our radio airwaves as your passive aggressive note?
And you had a little bit of a dig at someone at the...
Well, there's been an incident involving our sandwich press being used to cook salmon.
Mm. I got a message from Tommy Little that said that that person can do whatever that she wants.
Okay, well, that's up to... Well, Tommy's not here to smell the salmon.
Well, he's not, because they don't work here. They work somewhere else. Emma from Scoresby, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Very good. What sort of a passive-aggressive note have you been given?
One's to not park in the visitor spots in our office car park all the time.
Okay. So would you like to send one back sort of in radio form or what?
I would, yes.
Go for it.
So I'd like to say, Elliot, stop putting your nasty notes on other people's cars and focus more on your work.
Yeah! Yeah, cop that, Elliot.
That's what we're talking about right now.
Elliot.
I hope Elliot's listening.
So
Anna from Oakley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Someone left a note. Do you want to have a little retract to them?
Actually, I was the one that left the note.
My car?
No, not
God.
Someone that keeps parking either in front of my driveway or my bin.
All right, now what we're doing, instead of the old-fashioned way of writing the note, use our radio airwaves right now and just say what you would have written. Go for it.
Well, I wrote, it would be smart of you not to leave your car in front of my bins. Have a nice day.
Brilliantly.
Thank you.
Passive-aggressive brilliance.
Did it work, Anna?
It did. They stopped doing it.
There we go. Very effective. Well done.
Sophie, good morning.
Morning, Fev. How are you guys?
Hi, Sophie.
Yeah, we're good. What sort of...
this is going to be bad.
This I've just read what it is.
It's so in the house, isn't it? This is on the home front.
I'm going to give you the floor, Sophie. Take it away.
It is on the home front. I have a problem in the evenings when my husband is left to stay up late at night when we've all gone to bed.
What would you like to say to him?
Well, I would like to ask him to please stop eating the kids' lunches.
Unbelievable. Make yourself a snack, mate.
Uber Eats.
He's
anyway.
Like, this is perfectly done, too.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, we love this part of the show.
Oh, do we?
Here they are, the stories of the Fevolution. Oh, there are heaps of stories. Stories from the Fevolution.
Evie, it's where Fev just tells us a story. He's just got that many in the archive. Occasionally, he just shares one with us, and we just all sit around like the campfire and enjoy it.
I've not experienced one of these yet.
I think it might be the first time this year that we've done it. So here we go.
I loved that song, by the way.
Yeah, it was
brilliant.
A good one. Good old Thorne.
And thank you. Well, T-Rex originally.
Yeah. Anyway, back in 2007, 2008, I think the date, the year was, we went on a trip for the Carlton Footy Club. We went to South Africa.
Yeah.
Which was amazing. Beautiful country. And we played a game of footy over there against, I think we played Fremantle. But we did a lot of tours and we went out to a beautiful a place where young kids are there. And they sort of live in igloos, like these big white igloos. And it's a sort of an orphanage where kids are born with AIDS and their parents have passed and they raise them there. And we had a big briefing in this big igloo and we had a great time. Some great pictures of, hanging out with the kids and teaching them how to play footy. It was really a really beautiful moment. But early that day when we first rocked up, we went into this for a briefing about the place. And one of the great voices of Australian sport, Craig Willis. This is a bit of his work.
Oh, yeah, we're very familiar with Craig.
Don't miss a second of the 2015 Toyota AFL Final Series.
Oh.
With two massive matches in Melbourne. Western Bulldogs versus Adelaide Crows this Saturday night.
What a voice. So why was Craig on the trip? Why
he was over there for media. A lot of media came over. So
right.
He was over there. And I think he might even be a Carlton supporter. I'm not sure. But he had done an all, I think it took like a day and a half to get over there. So he'd flown straight in on the red eye, hadn't been asleep, and he's sitting at the back and he's just sort of just come in a little bit late and he's sitting at the table and they're going on about all the stuff and welcoming us and stuff. And he fell asleep.
Oh,
and
Craig.
And, you know, when someone falls asleep, you don't really want to bring attention to it unless you're me.
It's a very sensitive thing as
it's
well.
It's a sensitive thing.
It's an orphanage. It's,
yeah.
It's, don't worry about that.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, I know. We just don't want to play. Okay. Don't want to put him under the bus a bit too much. But anyway, fell asleep. And I was sitting about a couple of seats away from him. And I thought, how am I going to wake this bloke up just to give him a bit of a shock? And I said, because he often does the tennis. He's the voice of tennis, the Australian Open.
Yeah.
And I said in his voice, I tried to do his voice, and I said, and from Switzerland, the 14-time Grand Slam winner, Roger Federer. And he jumped up. He put his head out. He's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And everyone just looked at him, and he felt so embarrassed. And I was like, got him.
Didn't he think he was at Rod Laver Arena? Wasn't he all?
Because he was so tired. Every time I see him, because I've done a few gigs with him, I go, remember that time? He goes, I remember that time, mate. I remember that time. He woke me up and embarrassed me. But anyway.
Oh, he'll love that you told that story.
No one's listening.
27 past 8 on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
We don't already have enough in-house expertise. What about this? Rosie Waterland is going to help us out with The Bachelor throughout the whole season. Obviously started last night. Now, Rosie has a new podcast called Just the Gist, Bachelor Edition. So she knows so much about The Bachelor.
That'll be getting a few hits.
She has her own podcast. Now, that is available for free at podcastoneaustralia.com.au. And Rosie is going to join us each week to talk Batch.
Hey morning, guys. Rose.
Hello.
I adore you.
Oh, there you go.
Stop it.
I thought I knew stuff about Batchy, but you've been doing this. You've been doing their recaps since the first season.
Yeah, man, since the very first one.
You really know your stuff about the Batchy. How do you rate this Batchy?
Look, this Batchy is interesting because he's, as the girls were saying last night, like really smart.
Yeah.
So that's kind of different, but still with a six pack because it's network television, obviously. Yes. And some people, guys, are sacrilege, even saying that his hair might be better than Osh's.
That is sacrilege.
Massive call.
I know. But for now, Osh's hair hasn't detached from its host body to become Celine Dion's Merkin, which is its one true destiny. So we've still got a season of The Bachelor to go.
Huge relief.
Now, 20 beauties went in last night. What were your thoughts? Who's he going to pick? You're the expert. You should be able to pick a winner.
Look, they have really got a clear line between the potential wifeys and the reject stunt casting this year, which is awesome. I think Maths stunt has casting. Got them running scared, and so they've just chucked in a lot of crazies to make it fun. So there's Rachel, obviously, the girl with
the bride,
the lip filler, which, you know, she owns it. She loves it. She turned up in a wedding dress. I'm just convinced that she's going to marry an ex-con who sells dodgy protein powder in a multi-level marketing scheme. But, you know, she's there to get her Instagram follows and she'll get them for sure.
He refused to rule her out, though. I mean, we said, hey, can we just at least put a line through her? Because he was here an hour ago. He refused. I guess they can't rule anyone out publicly.
What I love about Astro Batchy is he's never been in TV before and he's a little inexperienced. So he's just doing whatever the producers tell him, which means he'll just keep in every crazy as long as they're entertaining, which is my dream.
Yes, it is.
You want the crazies to stay.
Absolutely. They're just producer picks and we know how that goes. Right. But and I love that Matt's just, I'll keep them in and I'll make out as if they might have a chance.
I mean, the thing is you want the ones to go are the ones that you don't even remember. So the potential wifeys stay and the girls who are willing to flip a table stay. Anyone in between is boring.
Go on.
Now, Rosie, you've obviously watched a lot of Batch in your time. If you were going on The Bachelor to meet the Batch, what would you do at the start? What would be your lasting impression for him? Yeah. Or your first impression?
I wouldn't let a producer talk me into doing anything ridiculous when I got out of the limo. I think that's where you go wrong. You got to just walk up to him, be normal, lovely, walk into the house and don't do anything nuts.
Okay. Yeah. I think in the past there's been some live animals I think have even been used. Was there a goat once?
Oh, yeah. I mean, last night one girl rolled out her own red carpet and was walking on it everywhere she went.
Look,
I mean,
to be fair though, Rosie, Lee brought a live goat to Georgia and they're together. That actually worked.
That's
Wow.
That's true. But then Georgia and Lee have both admitted and continue to admit proudly that they're massive dweebs.
Yeah.
So maybe that was just kind of perfect, weird joke for them.
What would be.
And you know, The Bachelor has been quite successful in keeping couples together. So I think whoever ends up there in the end, it's usually Channel 10's very good at successful matching, but you just got to put the crazies in there for entertainment.
That's why Matt said he did it, because of the stats.
Yeah.
What would
the scientific stats.
What would your approach be inside the house as a female? Would you be pushy? Would you get involved, get up in his face? Or would you play the, I'm just really shy, quiet girl, and then just blow him away when you have your one-on-ones?
Look, if I was in the house, I wouldn't care about matching with Batch. I'd care about getting famous. So I'd just be stirring the pot all over the place. Good I mean, there's a 1 in 25 chance of winning. There's a much higher chance of getting people to follow you on Instagram, which is what I think the smart girls are doing.
Well, so in other words, you reckon The Bachelor is just about Instagram?
Of course it is.
Okay. There we go. No, Rosie would know because she hosts the podcast. The podcast is called Just the Gist. It is the Bachelor edition, available for free at podcastoneaustralia.com.au. Thanks for chatting some Batch with us, Rosie.
Thanks, guys. New app every Friday.
Yes, we'll talk to you next
tonight.
Time.
On the Fox.
Feel like you're living in a resort every day and head to mandaleyliving.com.au. Just 40 minutes from Melbourne.